Good morning, beloved, and thank you for once again joining me on this beautiful Friday morning as we begin our day in God's Word. Today we are in Hosea chapter 11, verse 12 through Hosea chapter 12, verse 14. Today's reading includes further words of condemnation and judgment. The people's ancestor Jacob is recalled along with references to God's rescuing the people from slavery in Egypt. And God's saving words for us this week have been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 11, beginning at verse 12. The Lord says, "The people of Israel have surrounded me with lies and deceit, and the people of Judah are still rebelling against me, the faithful and holy God. Everything that the people of Israel do from morning to night is useless and destructive. Treachery and acts of violence increase among them. They make treaties with Assyria and do business with Egypt. The Lord has an accusation to bring against the people of Judah. He is also going to punish Israel for the way her people act. He will pay them back for what they have done. Their ancestor Jacob struggled with his twin brother Esau while the two of them were still in their mother's womb. When Jacob grew up, he fought against God. He fought against an angel and won. He wept and asked for a blessing. And at Bethel, God came to our ancestor Jacob and spoke with him. This was the Lord God Almighty. The Lord is the name by which he is to be worshipped. So now, descendants of Jacob, trust in your God and return to him. Be loyal and just and wait patiently for your God to act." The Lord says the people of Israel are as dishonest as the Canaanites. They love to cheat their customers with false scales. "We are rich," they say. "We have made a fortune, and no one can accuse us of getting rich dishonestly. But I, the Lord your God, who led you out of Egypt, I will make you live in tents again, as you did when I came to you in the desert. I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions, and through the prophets I gave my people warnings. Yet idols are worshipped in Gilead, and those who worship them will die. Bulls are worshipped in Gilgal, and the altars there will become piles of stones in open fields. Our ancestor Jacob had to flee to Mesopotamia, where, in order to get a wife, he worked for another man and took care of his sheep. The Lord sent a prophet to rescue the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt and to take care of them. The people of Israel have made the Lord bitterly angry. They deserve death for their crimes. Their Lord will punish them for the disgrace they have brought on him." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 12, verse 10, where the Lord says, "I spoke to the prophets and gave them many visions, and through the prophets I gave my people warning." Now, again, beloved, we see a most patient Father God working so tenderly with his people, warning them time after time, sending prophet after prophet to them, warning them that if they didn't repent from their sin, then God was going to have to bring judgment on their lives. Did they repent? No, they ran after their false gods all the more. They dove even deeper into sin and committed fraud with their brothers, in their religion, and said, who can catch us? We are so sneaky that we have made all this money by cheating other people, but we have been so smart about it that nobody can catch us. Well, I'm telling you, brethren, God's watching, and he sees what how we act with our brothers in the Lord, our sisters in the Lord, and He will hold us to account. Let's pray. Almighty God, I trust in You and praise Your holy name. I place my hope in You, and I seek to be loyal to Your teachings and serve as a beacon of Your love and justice. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Hope to see you in church on Sunday morning at the Bible study. And it's going to be the first Sunday of the month. So in our morning service, we'll be having, the communion. And if I don't see you there, then I will be back here, Lord willing, bright and early on Monday morning, where we will be reading from Hosea chapter 13, 1 through 16, where the prophet Hosea delivers final words of judgment to Israel. But until then, beloved, again, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.